Morning Ireland with Áine Lawler and Mary Wilson. News in detail now from Brian Jennings.
Bombing raids by Israel and Iran on each other's countries have intensified, with a parallel increase in the level of threats issued by their leaders. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Iran had bombed Soroka Hospital in Beersheba in the south of the country and a residential area in central Israel. Mr. Netanyahu said Iran would pay a heavy price for the attacks. And an Iranian news agency said an area near a nuclear facility in the central Kondab district was bombed by Israeli warplanes. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has warned that any US involvement would have serious irreparable consequences. The most senior Shiite cleric in Iraq, which lies between Israel and Iran, warned against any targeting of the Iran leadership after the US President Donald Trump said he had not ruled out ordering the assassination of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. President Trump is reported to have approved a plan of attack against Iran, but has yet to decide whether or not to put it into action. The US news channel CBS is reporting that Mr. Trump is waiting to see if Iran will abandon its nuclear program. The United Nations Security Council is meeting today to discuss the crisis. Back home, the Department of Foreign Affairs is advising people not to travel to Israel, Iran or Iraq and to exercise a high degree of caution or avoid non-essential travel to other countries in the Middle East. The government is working closely with a number of countries, including Austria, Jordan and Egypt, on an evacuation plan for Irish citizens and their dependents in Israel and Iran. The Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Harris, has warned that the next 24 to 48 hours will be crucial when it comes to avoiding any further escalation in the war. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
The Taoiseach has been in touch with several EU counterparts in recent days amid huge diplomatic efforts by Ireland. And Simon Harris is expected to speak to the Jordanian Foreign Minister today. Several dozen Irish citizens and their dependents are believed to be in Iran, while hundreds are living in Israel. Both embassies have been in contact with them to ask whether they want to stay or to leave. Irish citizens could be bused to Egypt or Jordan as early as this weekend, as part of an evacuation plan which is being worked on in partnership with Austria. The Taoiseach will hold further talks with his foreign affairs counterparts in the coming hours.
The central bank has said not as many homes will be built in the next 3 years as it had previously forecast. It said it expects 32,500 will be completed this year, a reduction of 1,500 on its previous forecast last March. It said 37,500 will be built next year, down 2,500 from its last projection, and 41,500 in 2027, down 2,500. Our economics and public affairs editor David Murphy.
The central bank's forecasts would mean the government would miss its housing targets this year, next year and in 2027. The bank says key challenges are a lack of water and electricity connections and a shortfall in skilled construction workers. The central bank has also downgraded its forecast for growth for the domestic economy for this year and next due to US tariffs. That calculation is based on a scenario of tariffs of 20% on goods exported from Ireland and a similar reciprocal duty being imposed on imports from America to the EU.
Officials from Children's Health Ireland are to appear before the Oireachtas Health Committee this morning. They'll be questioned on the treatment of patients with hip dysplasia, a condition where the ball and socket joint of the hip doesn't form properly. Side-to-side curvature of the spine, known as scoliosis, and an internal report on the culture in hospitals. The committee chairperson, Padraig Rice, described as shocking an emergence of information on the treatment of children and surgical practices in Children's Health Ireland. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.
At today's meeting of the Oireachtas Health Committee with Children's Health Ireland, members will be looking for assurances that all necessary procedures are now in place to ensure children are being fully looked after. It follows a recent published HICWA report into the use of unapproved devices for spinal operations, leaked details of an unpublished internal report on culture in the hospitals, plus another major report due on spinal procedures. CHI Chief Executive Lucy Nugent is expected to say she is very aware of the impact of the recent period that has led to great pain being inflicted on some patients who were in its care. She will apologise on behalf of the CHI management and say the internal review report cannot be published for legal reasons, although a summary has been released. CHI says that all 147 families have been sent a letter which details if their child was part of the dysplasia of the hips audit and what the next steps will be. And it will explain that between January and May of this year, 254 procedures have been added to the spinal surgery waiting list as more children are being seen at outpatients.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Discover next generation comfort for your home with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump. Think heating, think Grant.
There'll be mist and fog at first this morning. These will linger along southern and eastern coasts. It'll become very warm with long sunny spells. Highest temperatures will range from 21 to 26 degrees.